2016, Senate Republicans have been meeting in secret to craft a health care bill to replace the Affordable Care Act. They've given little indication of what it might look like or how much they'll borrow from the House's bill, the American Health Care Act. People with pre-existing conditions are anxious to see whether the Senate will maintain a loophole in the AHCA that might make private insurance unaffordable for some. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed takes a look at how that could impact Americans' decisions about their careers.
Katie Horowitz is making dinner at her home in Morningside. On this night, it's sautéed spinach with chicken breasts boiled in broth.
One of the hardest parts about this diet is that, like, you have to cook everything, and I have a really busy job, and it's really challenging to find time.
Last year, Horowitz was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, a chronic inflammatory bowel condition, and is now on a very restrictive diet. She's been hospitalized several times, and her doctor says she'll likely need surgery at some point in her life.
I've racked up like $65,000 worth of bills, not for me, but that's what it would cost.
Horowitz says as VP of Education at Planned Parenthood of Western Pennsylvania, she's lucky to have a job that offers health insurance. But she worries that she might never be able to start her own business or take time off to travel. Or if she gets really sick and can't work, what happens to her coverage? The House version of the health care bill doesn't change the Obamacare mandate that health insurance companies have to provide coverage to anyone who wants to buy it. But it does give states the ability to opt out of a provision that says insurance companies cannot charge people extra if they have pre-existing conditions. So says Julie Donahue, professor of health policy and management at the University of Pittsburgh.
So in effect, the people with pre-existing conditions could find coverage so unaffordable that they don't have access to the market, even though the guaranteed issue rule is still in place.
Donahue says that can lead to a phenomenon called job lock, where people stay in jobs simply for the health insurance. She says the ACA was designed in part to combat job lock.
You wanted to give people the flexibility, especially in a rapidly changing economy that's experiencing rapid technological changes, where people have to be flexible and adaptable and look for other opportunities, including self-employment and starting their own business, that just tying health insurance to employment-based system didn't give people adequate flexibility.
People should be working for firms where they think they have the highest value added. Firms should be able to hire the workers who they think will provide the highest value added.
That's Lowell Taylor, who teaches economics at Carnegie Mellon University.
Those are things that allow us to have a dynamic economy.
Taylor says it's hard to tell if Obamacare has loosened job lock. That's in part because not enough time has passed since the healthcare exchanges went live in 2013. But he says it's also because the economy is strengthening overall, so more people feel comfortable starting businesses or making career moves. Taylor says the real solution to the issue of job lock isn't mandating coverage or putting caps on premiums. It's disentangling health insurance from the world of work so that everyone can access it and fulfill their career potential. But given the current political climate, Taylor says that's not likely to happen. And as long as there's uncertainty about where healthcare policy in the U.S. is headed, we'll never know the extent to which insurance causes job lock.
A reasonable person thinking that maybe the Affordable Care Act is going to be repealed or replaced with something that has less protection down the road, a reasonable person who believes that is going to act as if there's job lock right now. Why would I ever leave a job that has decent health insurance if I think there's even a prospect that the law will be changed down the road?
Katie Horowitz says she remembers those days from before the ACA, that the need for health insurance dictated the job she took after college, even before her Crohn's diagnosis. And depending on what happens in Washington, her chronic condition might dictate how long she stays in her current job, too. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.